You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 400 of Rams Up, our second podcast in the post-AD era. That's right, no Aaron Donald. Man, it changes the vibe of this podcast, but I'm going to try to keep it upbeat. I'm not going to wallow in misery here and rehash the departure of Aaron Donald. Full steam ahead. We're going to look forward. What do the Rams have to do here to stay in contention, which I don't think is out of the question here. Offense is looking really good. Defense, yeah, there are some issues now, extra issues that we weren't aware that we were going to have to deal with. So we'll talk about all that. I also have another segment of who's pumped, who's pissed, who's perplexed, checking in on all the fan bases, how they feel about their teams, taking their pulse after about 1 week of free agency. And I'll touch on how I think the Ram fan base should be feeling right about now as well. But first, I'll get through some news and notes, some player movement of importance, and then I'm going to check in on my Rams shopping list. It changed a little bit, obviously. We'll get into that here in a second. And talking about looking forward, well, the LA Rams are. They have a visit scheduled with former Bills All-Pro and Pro Bowl cornerback Tre'Davious White. He'll be visiting the Rams. Now, he's going to be visiting some other teams as well, but wouldn't that be a nice add? Now, he is recovering from a torn Achilles, but man, he was one of the top cornerbacks in the league when healthy. Pairing him up with Darius Williams and our young cornerbacks, that'd be a step in the right direction. One less thing to worry about. Now, the work isn't done on the defensive side, that's for sure, but adding White, that would be a nice add. But I do have a trivia question for you, and I'm going away from the free agency questions, running out of them actually. But I have a draft trivia question for you. In 1993, the Rams drafted Jerome Bettis with the 10th overall pick. We all know what he went on to do. And in the second round, the 39th pick overall, they drafted a tight end out of Penn State. There was really high hopes for this guy, and he had a decent career. He was okay, but I don't think he ever really got to the level that Ram fans were hoping when they drafted him. Played for the Rams for 4 years. His best year, 1995, 47 catches, 458 yards, and 4 TDs. Finished his Rams career with 108 catches, 1,064 yards, and 14 TDs, and then moved on to the Dolphins. So who was this tight end? Pretty good player for the Rams and the Dolphins. Real quickly, try to summarize all the transactions of note over the last few days. The Rams, of course, have a new safety, Cameron Curl. They are also bringing back inside linebacker Christian Roseboom. I still think that group could be improved, though. Our new backup quarterback, Jimmy G. And I think it's a good fit. I know there's a lot of people not excited about it. Others are. Hey, he's proven he can win at the NFL level. Struggled last year, but in this offense, I think he's a good fit. Under Sean McVay, I think he will thrive. Hopefully he doesn't get a chance to play, but if he does, I'm not opposed to having him on board. Now, he will be suspended the first 2 games of the season, so I'm not sure what the Rams do in that regard. They're going to need another quarterback on the roster for those first 2 games for sure. Someone that can step in if needed. And the Rams have reworked Joseph Noteboom's contract to keep him around. And again, a lot of people not thrilled with Noteboom's play, but I keep on telling you, we need depth. And if Noteboom is our 6th offensive lineman or swing guard tackle, I'm thrilled to have him on board. Some ex-Ram news, Jordan Fuller signed by the Panthers and Van Jefferson going to the Steelers. And across the league, some transactions of importance. Of course, Justin Fields traded from the Bears to the Steelers. The Bears will be drafting Caleb Williams, I'm almost certain. And Keenan Allen goes to the Bears after refusing a pay cut by the Chargers. Desmond Ridder from the Falcons to the Cardinals in exchange for Rondale Moore. Cardinals are going to be drafting Marvin Harrison, so they're clearing out a wide receiver there. Marquise Hollywood Brown, another Cardinal receiver, has signed with the Chiefs, by the way. And ex-49er Eric Armstead signs with the Jags. The Seahawks, remember they lost both their safeties, had to cut them in salary cap moves. Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs, they signed Rayshon Jenkins as a replacement. And the Cowboys' great left tackle Tyron Smith signs with the Jets. And the 49ers, with Drake Greenlaw out for the start of the season for sure, they tried to sign Eric Kendricks. Kendricks backed out at the last minute, and now the 49ers have signed, apparently, their second choice, Devondre Campbell. And the 49ers also re-signed their guard, John Feliciano. So let's talk about the Rams' shopping list, the one I put together a few weeks ago. And man, it was really tough. I went to my depth chart that I keep on a Excel spreadsheet. I removed Aaron Donald from the depth chart, and that was kind of painful. It really was. Deleting Aaron Donald's name, and it became very evident we need some help along the defensive line now. I thought we needed another body for sure. Now we really need a difference maker. Maybe Kobe Turner's the guy, but he's going to need some help. And that's going to be a focus in the draft for sure. And Paul Walia, by the way, is going to be running a mock draft for us. Hopefully Monday afternoon, we'll post that Tuesday morning, his first post-AD retirement mock draft. So it could have an extremely different look. But let's go down this checklist. We had 13 items, and we're making some progress here. Of course, we didn't account for Aaron Donald being gone in this original list, so we really have 14 items. The 14th item, probably the second or third highest priority, finding a replacement, a defensive tackle, a difference maker on that defensive line. But what were our original 13 items? Well, number one was signed Kevin Dotson or a similar player. Check. We re-signed Kevin Dotson. Number two, a number one cornerback. I give us credit for that, for signing D-Will, although he could end up being our number two cornerback, but I think the Rams can cross that off their list for now. Number three, a surefire edge rusher. Have not accomplished that. That's going to have to be in the draft, I guess. I really thought they were going to try to sign a free agent. But one theory is that, you know, the news of Aaron Donald's retirement maybe wasn't as well-kept secret as we think. Maybe some of these edge rushers realized that Aaron Donald was going out the door. And, you know, Aaron Donald can make your career, can at least make you really stand out for 1 year and earn some money in ensuing years, but no Aaron Donald. Maybe some of these edge rushers shied away from the Rams. Number four, a safety check. We signed Cameron Curl. Number five, a backup quarterback check. We got Jimmy G. Six, a kicker. I guess it's coming in the draft. I mean, the free agent market was pretty slim to begin with, and it's pretty much empty at this point. I mean, there's some guys out there, but they're going to have to go after either the Alabama or the Stanford kicker, in my opinion. Hey, and if these guys don't get drafted, they'll be on the first plane to LA because the Rams obviously have a need, and this is going to be a great place to try to make the team as an undrafted rookie. Number seven, an interior offensive lineman. Another interior offensive lineman, I should say, as well as the Dotson signing. Well, check that. We signed Jonah Jackson. And number eight, an inside linebacker. And, you know, we're bringing back Roseboom. I guess we've checked that. I really think we need to improve that group, though. Number nine, our next left tackle. Maybe it's Alaric Jackson. Maybe this doesn't belong on the list, but there it is. Number 10, number three wide receiver. Check, DeMarcus Robinson. Number 11, a tight end, check, Colby Parkinson. You see, it hasn't been all bad news for the Rams. I mean, we're all dwelling on that Aaron Donald retirement. This offseason's been a pretty good one for the Rams, aside from that. And 12 and 13, what I thought clearly would be a focus in the draft, a promising young cornerback and a promising young wide receiver. Maybe that's where the next Aaron Donald belongs, a difference maker defensive tackle in the draft. So it is sounding like edge, defensive tackle, cornerback, and, well, maybe not wide receiver so much, but three guys on defense for sure. So the Rams have checked, what do we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 things off this original list. Not too bad. And hey, maybe there's more to come, or the Rams just stockpile more picks. That's one thing that I may be changing my opinion on. I thought originally they were going to go for quality and, you know, move up in the draft, get surefire defensive difference makers or a wide receiver. Now I'm wondering if they follow that MO from last year where they stockpiled a bunch of picks, drafted three edge rushers as well as a defensive end. Maybe they do the same thing this year and draft three defensive tackles. We'll see what Paul Walia's strategy is in our next episode. Interesting times for the Los Angeles Rams.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And let me just real quickly address the question head on. Are the Rams still a contender? We talked about this a little bit during our impromptu roundtable the other night after we heard about Aaron Donald retiring. And this is my take on it. You know, I've always said that on opening day, there's about 20, 25 teams that you can't count out. Hey, look back at the 1999 St. Louis Rams for evidence of that. But serious contenders, legitimate contenders, you know, maybe 12, 14 teams, maybe even 16 off the top of my head. Are the Rams one of them? And this is how I look at it. The Rams' offense looks pretty squared away. The only question is Cooper Kupp's health. This offense could be extremely good. The offensive line looks like it's in great shape. Yeah, maybe we could add a tackle at some point, a left tackle that's an improvement over Alaric Jackson. But going into the season, I like the look of this offensive line. And with Nopum returning, adds that depth. And there's probably going to be a draft pick along the offensive line as well. The question is really about the defense, just like it was last year. And last year, our offense was pretty darn good, our defense kind of up and down, and now we lose Aaron Donald, and we're like, oh no, what do we do now? What is the prospects for this team? Well, I think we've added a safety that might be better than either guy we had last year. Our tight end has a lot of potential, and we bring back Darius Williams, who is probably close to the level of Akilah Witherspoon. So all in all, our defense is kind of the same, but no Aaron Donald. And that's the problem. But what if we go into this draft and maximize the number of picks, pick up a really good defensive lineman in the first three rounds and two others a little bit later, and one of them or even two of them turn out to be impact players, and maybe we hit on a linebacker and a cornerback as well. Not far-fetched based on what happened last year. We'd have a really young and somewhat ferocious defense, I think. And could this be an average defense? Absolutely. And could the Rams make a Super Bowl run with a very, very good offense led by Matthew Stafford, Kyren Williams, Cooper Kupp, and Puka Nacua, and a middling defense? Yeah, I think the answer to that is yes. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but don't count this team out. Don't do what so many so-called experts did last year. This Los Angeles Rams team could still be pretty good and could be extremely relevant moving forward. Time for another who's pumped, who's pissed, who's perplexed. I'm going to try to take the pulse of fans across the NFL spectrum. Which fan bases, as of today, are pumped, which ones are pissed, and which ones are perplexed? And I'll tell you, one fan base that is pumped is the Tampa Bay Bucks. You know, kind of overlooked what a good run they've been on over the last 4 years. A Super Bowl win, a handful of NFC South championships, and they bring back Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans. And they also brought back Greg Gaines, probably not as big an impact as those first two. But the Bucks fan base has to be pretty pumped right now. And the Baltimore Ravens fan base, you know, a pretty difficult offense to deal with already with Lamar Jackson back there. And now they add Derrick Henry. Wow, an interesting challenge for defensive coordinators. And the Cleveland Browns fan base has to be pretty pumped. Deshaun Watson should be healthy next year. They already have an incredible defense, and now they add Jerry Jeudy. You know, adding Jeudy isn't that big of a deal, but rounding out this offense, good deal for the Browns. And the Houston Texans fan base has to be pumped. What a great year they had. And now they add Danielle Hunter, one of the best edge rushers in the business. And last but not least, probably the most pumped fan base, the Atlanta Falcons fan base. They add Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, the new head coach, and Zach Robinson, a Sean McVay protege running the offense. Adding Darnell Mooney, they already have some weapons there, Bijan Robinson, and the eighth pick in the draft. Things are looking up for the Atlanta Falcons. And who's pissed? Well, the Minnesota Vikings fan base has to be kind of pissed. Seems like they're taking a step back, going into rebuild mode, perhaps. They have Justin Jefferson. I don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Maybe Sam Darnold for a New York minute, I suppose. And the Giants fan base has to be pissed. You know, they're getting healthy. That was the problem they had last year. But now Saquon Barkley playing for the rival Eagles. And the Broncos fan base just has to be pissed. Where do they go from here? Their cap situation is just horrible. They've moved on from Russell Wilson, which was probably the smart move. They have a good coach. But, man, they can't be really optimistic there in Denver. And the Tennessee Titans fan base has to be a little perturbed. Derrick Henry has moved on. They fired Mike Vrabel. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe they'll find a way to be competitive, but wouldn't be real happy if I was a Titans fan at this moment. And who's perplexed? Well, the Seahawks fan base has to be perplexed. Such a proud franchise during the Pete Carroll era, but they seem to be kind of throwing in the towel, or are they? I don't know. They had to make some moves to get rid of some people. Bobby Wagner, Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs, their two tight ends, Jordan Brooks, and Tyler Lockett's not getting any younger. Real reset there in Seattle. I can't imagine they're real happy. They're not pissed because they probably recognize this had to happen. And they also have to recognize that the Rams and 49ers are the class of this division at this point. The Niner fan base has to be a little perplexed too. Still getting over that Super Bowl loss. Still looking for their first Super Bowl win this century. And it didn't happen. And now they have to shed some guys. Arik Armstead is gone. Leonard Floyd is coming in though. Dre Greenlaw is still hurt, which is why they tried to sign Eric Kendricks, I'm sure. Announced the signing, welcomed Eric Kendricks to the team, and then Kendricks reversed and said, nah, I'm going to sign with the Cowboys. And Brandon Ayuk apparently unhappy. And I'm still wondering about Trent Williams. I'm really surprised that he's going to come back for another year. So Niners fans have transitioned from being pissed to now being perplexed is what I'm thinking. And the Bengals fan base is a little perplexed. T. Higgins wants out. They franchise tagged him. He seems to be done with the Bengals, wants to get traded. And then Joe Burrow, his health is always a concern. Opportunities for playoff runs slipping by the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, the Charger fan base, kind of torn how they might feel about their team right now. I originally thought they'd probably be pumped. Harbaugh, the new coach, Khalil Mack, retained. And then this Keenan Allen move, they asked him to take a cut. He said no, and he's promptly traded. He's a pretty popular player with that franchise. Still have some serious cap issues to deal with. On the right track, probably, but did we really have to let go of Keenan Allen? That's what Charger fans have to be thinking right now. That's my who's pumped, who's pissed, who's perplexed here in mid-March. Going to be adding and subtracting from this list over the next few weeks, depending on what happens in free agency, I think. The Steeler fan base has to be a little perplexed. Maybe they're pumped. I'm not so sure. They go from Trubisky, Rudolph, and Pickett. All have moved on. Trubisky with the Bills, Pickett with the Giants, Rudolph with the Titans, and they have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields in the house. And I don't know. Wilson and Fields, to me, just don't seem like good fits for the Steelers. I could be wrong. Maybe Fields will work out in the long run. I assume Wilson is a bridge quarterback until Fields is ready to roll again. Or maybe they go directly to Fields and Wilson's the backup, just some insurance there, mentoring Justin Fields a bit. I don't know. It's kind of a strange situation there in Pittsburgh. They got to be a little perplexed. And, you know, I don't know what to say about the Rams fan base. I'm not sure how I feel. Thursday morning, I was pumped. Friday morning, I wouldn't say I was pissed. It was a little bit more depression, maybe, and denial. But, you know, I'm kind of waking up to this new world and embracing it. I have total confidence and Sean McVay and Les Snead being able to figure this out. Add the right pieces to this defense. Our offense is looking really good. I'm not going to say I'm pumped, but I'm not pissed and I'm not perplexed. Hopeful is what I'm going to call myself. I think the Ram fan base is getting through this as best they can and remaining hopeful. At least that's how I feel. And the answer to my trivia question, that tight end drafted out of Penn State back in the day, Troy Drayton. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.